Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. When you get an idea, what do you immediately think about it? Better yet, what do you do with it? These are two questions that got me thinking as I read Own Your Weird by Jason Zook. This book is a collection of stories, experiences, and ideas from selling his last name to charging for everything he makes in the future that all speak to the reality that we can do so much more if we just trusted ourselves a little bit more. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore four areas of my life that could use more weirdness. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/327. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I saw the book hinted about on Instagram a few weeks ago. And as I was wandering the shelves at Barnes & Noble, I saw it on the shelf. And what's great was it was a few days before it was supposed to come out. And the book I'm talking about is Own Your Weird by Jason Zook. I love this book for many reasons, because he shows you everything that he has done, everything that he's gone through, both good and bad. Usually with books like this, you're going to see a bunch of recipes for how to do your business or live your life. And this book isn't really that. It's more of, this is what I did. This is what I went through. This is what I was thinking. And these kind of books are so necessary in today's world, in that it doesn't really give you much advice. It doesn't give you really any plans or blueprints. It just says, this is what worked for me. And so for me, I took it as a permission slip to actually do some things, actually go a little bit beyond what I'm already doing. And the four takeaways that I had reading this book is that the first one is, coming up with ideas is one thing, but actually acting upon them, no matter how weird they are, is where the magic happens. Oftentimes when we get an idea, we kind of push it aside with the idea of, well, I'm not sure if that will work. And this leads to the second point, is that everything is an assumption. Every thought that we have about an idea or a project or a product is tempered by our assumptions. And our assumptions are generally formed based upon how things have happened in the past. We don't know whether something is going to work or not. We don't know whether it's going to work for us or not. So why not just test them out? Why not create a minimum viable product and do it? The third takeaway was not taking no personally. I know that seems pretty obvious, but for me, I can take no personally. When someone says no, I immediately think of all of the things that I did wrong to lead to that point. Whereas Jason's just like, dude, calm down. It's not you. There's so many other factors that could be forming this decision. So calm down. There's probably two scenarios in which it is you, and those most likely aren't you. And if they are, what are you going to do about it? The fourth takeaway is, I can do so much more if I had the courage to act. So this got me thinking about four areas of my life that need more weirdness. The first area is just overall decision making. I have a lot of questions in this area. What do I think about my ideas? What do I do with my ideas? What do I want to do? Why not these things? And what makes this weird? These are questions that you can ask yourself. What do you think about your ideas? What do you want to do with your ideas? What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with your business, with your work? Why not now? Why not today? Why not you? And what makes this weird? I like that last one. What makes this weird? Because weird is one of those words that we think of, you know, keep Portland weird, or we think of all of the things that define a person in a way that makes them different than other people. But when I think about the word weird is going against the grain, going against what other people would do, going against what the industry says we should do. And weird is really about going against the status quo. One decision that has stopped me in the past is, what will people say? And never is it an actual person, but the elusive they. What will they say if I start an online store selling Getting Work to Work merchandise? What will they say if I made an online course? What will they say if I created my own talk show? What will they say is a great way to avoid responsibility for your life and business and to stay stuck and stay trapped in the status quo? Activating your weirdness in this area means that you need to make decisions despite what they will say. Because they will say anything and everything to make themselves feel better for not going after their dreams, their stuff, and doing what matters to them. And you'll never know who they are. It could be someone different every time, so just focus on the things that you need to decide on for yourself. Bring something to life for the world. The second area is dreams. What do you dream about? And I'm not talking about the daydreams that you have when you're supposed to be working, but literal dreams. I've had a recurring dream for the past 15 years. And I had this dream again last night. If I sit and think about it too much, I probably have this recurring dream maybe once or twice a month. And I've had it for over 15 years now. Now think about that. This dream is about the first job that I had out of college. I was working for a church in their video production department. My office was in a loft overlooking the sanctuary. During the week, it was dark in the building, and so I was basically alone in a room, staring off into a dark room. And over the weekend, obviously, the lights were on, thousands of people were there, and all of the equipment around me, cameras, TVs, and all this stuff. And in some iterations of this dream, I'm trapped in the darkness and I can't leave. And other times, the lights are on, people are there, and I'm wandering around trying to fix problems. And what's weird is, 15 years later, I'm a different person now. I'm 40 years old, but then I was 25 years old. I was arrogant. I thought I knew everything. But the reality was, I wasn't that good. So why do I have this dream? This dream is so weird to me. Because it takes me to this place of being trapped. Every time I have this dream, I feel trapped. And I think that's something that I need to pay attention to with my dreams. Because I don't look at it as something negative. I look at it as a reminder. I don't want to stay stuck. I don't want to feel trapped. And I don't want to be dreaming about this place in 15 more years. Maybe I will. I can't control my dreams. But what will I dream about in 15 years when I'm 55? I hope it's whatever I'm doing now. And I think that's something to think about with your dreams. Think about what it's trying to communicate to you about the things that you're doing in your life today. I'm building a life and a business and a way of looking at the world that is drastically different than when I was at 25. And I need to remember that. And that's a little bit weird. It's a little bit uncomfortable thinking about our dreams. But I encourage you, keep a dream journal and think about the things that your dreams are trying to tell you. The third area of this book that really inspired me to think more was a social media detox. Oh my gosh. I officially started doing a social media detox this past Monday, right when I was releasing an interview with Gabe Ratliff. And I imagine that there's something going on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook about that interview, because it was a great interview. And I saw briefly a message in an email notification that Gabe mentioned it on LinkedIn. But when I was reading Jason's book, Own Your Weird, he talks about a social media detox as a way of disconnecting ourselves from the things that hold us captive. And if I'm to be honest, social media has been holding me captive a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot. Like, I was getting addicted. Sitting in traffic, I would pull up the phone and look at it. Waiting for someone to come out, I'd look at the phone. Going to the bathroom, I would be looking at social media on the phone. I'd wake up and I would look at it on the phone. And that's not necessarily how I want to live my days. And now I've read about social media detoxes before in other books, most recently in Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. But something Jason said spoke to me. He wasn't giving this advice out of not being a participant in social media and so looking at it from a research perspective, but he was looking at it as someone whose business depended on social media, or so he thought. And that's something that I've had. I have a podcast and I want to get more listens, so I need to share it on social media, right? I have a business that relies upon putting my work out there and getting it seen. So obviously I have to participate, right? Well, not necessarily. So this is my attempt at trying it. Now, I know that saying the word try is not necessarily the best thing to do, but at the same time, it is uncomfortable. This is the third day of my detox, and already I've had feelings like I'm missing out on something. I feel a little shaky, like I'm addicted to something and not getting my fix. But then on the other hand, I find myself running to other things. Like yesterday, I cleaned my gutters because, well, they needed to be cleaned, but because I didn't quite have social media to go to run to hide in. Instead, I gripped the grime and nastiness that was in the gutter, threw it in a bucket, all because I wasn't on social media. I'm sure there's not that direct of a correlation. Maybe I'm being a little bit more outlandish with that thought. But I really do think that by detoxing from social media and disconnecting my connection to it, I feel myself heading a little bit closer to life and the things that need to get done. I don't know, kind of weird. I'll let you know how it goes. I mean, it's only day three, but I really do appreciate this desire of connecting deeper with life, because I do feel a sense of isolation. I do feel a sense of, where are my friends? Who are the people that I connect with? And that's something that is valuable in this detox, I think. The fourth and final area is just direction. All of this, decisions, dreams, detox, it makes me think about the direction I'm heading. There is isolation in my dreams and in the weird feelings of social media detoxing. But in its place, in the absence of these things, I think about the work that I'm doing. I think about the places I'm going. I think about the projects that I'm putting out in the world. And I really do have more to say and do and finally feel like I'm headed in the right direction. I don't feel like there's something that I'm missing out on that I should be doing. Instead, I'm really doing the work that I'm here to do. And I really hope that one day I will dream about this moment in my life, in 15 years exactly, instead of the failings and trappings of my youth. I don't want to be trapped in that damn room anymore. Even though I'm not trapped in what I'm doing. But maybe that's what my subconscious is telling me. That I need a little bit more freedom, a little bit more weirdness, that I need to activate and own. What about you? How are you going to activate your weirdness in the days to come? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.